Game of the week, Osceola Indians head coach, Cody Carney. Coach, honestly, this is my first six-man or eight-man football game, and I've heard a lot about it. What's your team coming into this? You guys have played two 11-man teams for the season. This is your first six- or eight-man game here tonight. How do you guys look?
Well, I mean, you know, we've played a couple 11-man games, and get a chance to finally do our 8-man that we've been practicing all summer. And you know, we got a lot of young kids. Got a couple guys returning from last year. I'm anxious to see how they do. We're pretty young, pretty raw, but I really hopefully see them have a lot of growth tonight and gain some confidence with what we do.
So what do you look at for the two different kind of games? And I'm used to 11-man and all, but so what's the biggest differences? I know you're short three guys, but what's the biggest differences as far as how you attack on 8-man versus 11-man?
Well, you know, offensively, there's not too much of a difference other than your playbook's a lot thinner than what the options you have to do. But you can run most any offense. But, I mean, you know, speed's the name of the game, I mean, for sure, with less guys on the field. Now, defense is where you run into some trouble, and you got to be really good at open field tackling, and because one missed tackle boy guy could be gone for 60 yards.
Sure.
But you know, it definitely, you know, comes down to speed and being able to make sure you get those one-on-one tackles.
Now, this is a team that you guys know fairly well. Last year, 1-1, you split the season. Rubber game tonight, and now you know you're probably going to see him again in the playoffs coming up, aren't you?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, Coach is also a great guy, and he helped us out a lot last year when we were kind of getting started. Invited us over for his jamboree, and he's a great guy, and he's got a bunch of good kids, and look forward to playing them, and hopefully having a good game tonight.
Now, playing 8-man ball, it makes it kind of tough on your travel schedule, though, doesn't it?
It can. Luckily, you know, Chilhowee is about the closest team we have, and we do play a team next week, North Andrew, who is up north of St. Joe. Luckily, they're coming to us this year, but next year we'll turn around and go to them. So, I mean, it'll be a good 3-hour haul. But, you know, I have a feeling 8-man's going to be growing a little bit across the state. You know, everybody's seeing the low numbers and things, and so small town football is going to probably have a little bit of a shift. I can see maybe in the future. So,
how's kids buy into it as far as looking at 8-man versus 11-man and football? Pretty much a lot the same game, but I know there's some slight differences.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how they look at it different, I don't know. You know, one thing it does allow us, a lot of our younger kids who are usually thrust into a varsity role very early in 11-man, get that opportunity to play some JV and grow. We don't have guys learning two or three positions. They can learn that one position and get really master it, and, you know, which makes for a little bit better football.
Well, I know the weather a little bit frightful tonight, but it does affect the game. Now, you're talking about speed being part of the game with the 8-man football. What about with the weather? I mean, that's definitely going to affect it quite a bit, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure, the weather is going to be our kids are looking forward to it. You know, they love to roll in the mud, and a bunch of blue-collar kids. But, you know, it definitely will affect some of the things we do. You know, hopefully we can get going north and south pretty fast and not have to have as many cuts and things like that. So,
well, and looking ahead maybe to the end of the night, what would a win mean to you guys tonight?
Oh, it'd be really important to our kids. You know, they've been working so hard, and like I said, you know, I know Chilhowee is also 0-2 this year, so I know it'd mean a lot to them as well. And so, I think it'd be a pretty big game for both of us. And like I said, I know our kids would really be feeling good. You know, gain a little confidence and what we're doing, and make the weekend a little better for them. So,
well, looks like kids are already starting to have a little fun with football and so forth. So, good luck tonight. And it looks like I'm going to look forward to this game. It's going to be a whole lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Appreciate it, Doug. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And that's Head Coach Carney with the Osceola Indians here tonight.